The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at KJWS in the big country. We're going to keep the music rolling with Hard to Keep a Good Man Down.
Well, he's up with the sun every morning, packs his lunch, he's out the door. Three young kids and a lovely wife, working hard just to give them more. He's had long days in the beating sun, sweating with a big old grin. Calloused hands and a humble heart, he'd wake up and do it all again. Well, it's hard to keep a good man down, 30,000 feet, but his feet. It's hard to keep a good man down. So he spent his years making a fortune. He's got enough money for whatever he needs. He said, I don't need fame or fortune, just give me my old pair of faded blue jeans. He drives an old rusty Silverado, mama drives a long black Cadillac. And even though it's always breaking down, mama jumping just to get him back. Yeah, it's hard to keep a good man down, 30,000 feet, but his feet. It's hard to keep a good man down. When Daddy got sick, it was all over town. He'd lift up their heads and he'd tell them, it's hard to keep a good man down. Yeah, it's hard to keep a good man down. Oh, a good man down.
So my good friend Pete, who I wrote Hard to Keep a Good Man Down for, he was actually riding in a truck on a ranch down in South Texas, and he was looking at it with a real estate agent. And they're just looking at all this ranch land, and he was thinking about buying this ranch. And my friend Pete told the real estate agent, he said, this is totally off topic of what they were doing. He said, you know, I got a friend of mine who plays music and writes songs, and I love his music and he's great, but I just wish that he could play on a bigger stage and get to know some people in high places. And
all his friends are in low places.
Right. All this, yeah. All my friends are in low places. I can tell you that much, but aren't we all? We all have friends in low places. But he told that real estate agent, you know, I just love to see him on a bigger stage. And he said, you know what? I have a friend in San Antonio who owns a dance hall, Cowboys Dance Hall. And he said, let me call him and see if he would have him come play. And that guy has never heard me play before, but he just trusted Pete. Whoever this guy is, he must think highly of. So they called up to Cowboys Dance Hall in San Antonio to a guy named Mike Murphy. Mike Murphy ended up hearing me sing, and he said, you know what? My friend Keith Stegall in Nashville needs to hear this guy. So he called Keith, and next thing I know, Keith's on a plane flying from Nashville down to San Antonio, and he watched me play in the Cowboys Dance Hall for a Wednesday night college crowd after I was done
playing.
Were
you nervous?
Oh, you know what? I don't normally get nervous ever with really anything in life. But boy, was I a little nervous, because I thought, this guy has made Alan Jackson who he is. He's worked with George Jones. He's worked with Zac Brown Band. He's had hits recorded by George Strait. Like, this guy is the guy. I just thought, I can't believe this guy's wanting to listen to me sing, because who am I? I'm just a little kid from South Texas who loves to play country music, and I'm nobody special. He listened to me play, and after I was done and I got off stage, my manager came back and she said, hey, he wants to meet you. And so I walked over, and there Keith was, and he shook my hand and he said, I want you to come to Nashville and let's write some music. Let's get your feet wet. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that he invited me to do that, because I thought about all the other talented people I've seen in my life that's very worthy of that invitation. It's an amazing thought that with music, you never know what's going to happen. I've always been the kind of person where I've never had the mentality of I'm going to do music full time because that's the dream. I'm the kind of person that's like, nope, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. I'm going to become a pilot. I'm going to serve in the Marines. I'm going to learn how to train horses. I'm going to make sure I have several different ways that I can make money. And
besides Uber driver.
Right. Maybe I can do that. But I wanted to make sure that I was able to support and take care of a family one day, because that's my number one. A lot of people ask me, what's your number one dream? And they would guess that it's music. My number one dream is to be a good husband and a good father. And if I don't accomplish that in my life, I haven't accomplished a thing. And so music is just something that I've always thought, if it can be an opportunity, you know, the Lord wants me to do this, then I'll give it my best shot. And so I've done everything that I can possibly do, Doug, to not have a career in music, but it keeps coming back to me. I literally tried not to do it, and I can't keep it away. And so
you've been on American Idol twice.
I've been on American Idol twice. I did that for my mom. I would have never done that on my own. I did that as a favor to her.
So tell me, so, what did you play at your American Idol tryout?
What did I sing?
Yeah.
I sang a song called Believe by Brooks and Dunn, and which was really neat, because after I had sang that, they had actually posted on their Facebook page and Instagram, you know, check out this awesome rendition of a Believe by this guy on American Idol. And I was over the moon. I couldn't believe that they posted that on their social media account, that people should go listen to me sing Believe. And I thought, oh my gosh. And I just thought, no, I'm not worthy of that, you know, but how cool was that?
And who were the judges there?
On both seasons, I'll tell you all the judges. The first season was Randy Jackson, Steven Tyler, and Jennifer Lopez. And then the second time I was on American Idol was Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick Jr., and Keith Urban.
So why did you do it a second time?
You know, American Idol had sent me an email and let me know that they were doing the last season. It was the finale season of American Idol on Fox Network. And so they sent me an email and said, hey, let's, you know, we're doing the final season. If you want to audition, we'll put you through all the early auditions and get you straight to the judges if you want to do it. And we want to make the last season the best season. And I just, I saw that email and I was like, oh, next email, you know, and I just, I paid no attention to it. I thought, no, absolutely not.
Been there, done that?
Yeah, been there, done that. And I told my sisters on the phone, I said, you know, the craziest thing, I got an email from American Idol, said I should come back and try again. And they said, well, why don't you? And I thought, oh, great, here we go. And so I ended up going back and I ended up making it the same spot that I made it the first time, as the top 40. I was grateful for that experience.
What was the song you sang in the second?
I sang, let's see, what did I sing? The Dance.
Right.
By Garth Brooks. Yeah.
And that's out there and
it is.
It's widely viewed.
People can look it up. It actually has, I was the second most viewed audition on the final season of American Idol. It was something like 18 million views or something like that. And I can't even get a girl to look at me once. And there's a whole bunch of people on the internet that are apparently watching my audition. So.
Maybe you should sing the dance for the girl.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe I'll just change my tactics a little bit.
I've been asking all the songwriters when they write a love song, and you didn't give me a love song.
Oh, I haven't even written a love song.
Yeah, I've written a love song yet. Okay. That's
probably why.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough. You know, when you write a love song, you know, was it about someone? And, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, it was about my wife. And I said, you know, when you brought it home to her, what did she say? And they're like, you know. Like they generally don't have much so far. I wanna get a good story out of one of you songwriters on a love song where the wife or the girlfriend said, you know, your girlfriend said, we gotta get married tonight. Let's fly to Vegas or something.
You know? Oh, I've had a couple of those that I haven't written a song about it. Maybe you just inspired me. Maybe we should write a song together.
A love song together?
About going to Vegas.
To get married in the chapel of love?
That's exactly. Get Married by Elvis. Yeah. There's a song in there somewhere.
No doubt. I'm always Elvis on Halloween.
Are you really?
Oh yeah, and then I do my own impression of the king. You know,
that's great.
Do you know? Someone told me this, that there's 80,000 people on their IRS filings who file as their occupation Elvis impersonator.
80,000.
Boy, you don't know where you're like, there's a lot of Elvis impersonators out there.
You're kidding me.
I think it's a joke, or it might not be true.
I was going to say, I don't think there'd be, I wouldn't even guess that there's 8,000.
But like a lot of people don't really have a job, so what are you going to write? And they write Elvis impersonator as like, I think a gag or something, because there can't be that many Elvis impersonators.
That's a lot.
I actually started writing a play called Camp Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Where you go to Vegas. It's actually a movie that I was writing. You go to Vegas and learn how to be an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, wow.
It's called Camp Elvis.
No kidding.
And and they train you, and like everybody goes out and you know, on the strip, and it's kind of like, and then The Hangover came out, and then so they kind of did that.
Yeah. So do you have one of those nudie suits with the cape and everything and all that?
You know, my kids cut off the legs to make it fit them for one of their Halloween parties at school. And I actually today, because we're here in mid-late October, I was at the Guitar Center, and the store next to it was Spirits of Halloween, one of those temporary pop-up big box thing. And I went in to get a replacement Elvis outfit, and they didn't have an Elvis outfit.
Not a single one.
Not one in the costumes.
That's un-American.
I think that is. I think that should be criminal for a Halloween store to not sell an Elvis outfit.
That's like one of the most number one like Halloween costumes you would find. Like, here's the most... like
in San Antonio,
you'd find. Oh, I would say anywhere in America, the most typical thing you'd find is like, okay, what are we going to look at? We see a ghost, we see a pumpkin. There's an Elvis outfit,
and Michael Jackson's next to it with a glove and you know the red sequined shirt.
Exactly.
Maybe there's fewer Elvis impersonators today.
Wow.
Than there used to be.
Maybe so.
Maybe everybody quit, and now they're
over in Asia. There's probably a ton of them there.
Who do they impersonate now? Michael Jackson, I guess, you know.
I've seen quite a few Prince.
Prince.
Impersonators.
The Prince impersonator. Yeah, that's the new, he's the new Elvis. Yeah,
he is the new Elvis. People like to dress up like him. And, man.
Yeah, Purple Rain stuff, you know.
Big collared stuff.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. This has been a true pleasure, and I look forward to hearing you play.
Oh, man. Doug, thank you so much. You're a wonderful man. And
you are too.
Thank you for giving us a chance, us songwriters, to have our voices be heard with some of the songs behind, or actually some of the stories behind the songs, and that's a phenomenal thing.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save